Small changes done consistently make a big difference. Today I'll share a few things that you can do to save you time so that you can do the things that you really want to be doing. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your productivity and get it done specialist. You can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So yesterday I shared 3 tips with you, and today I'll share a couple more. So tips 1 through 3 were yesterday. Let's start with tip 4. Turn off email notifications. Constant interruptions with email notification sounds make it difficult for anyone to complete other tasks. Did you know that you have 4 seconds of lost productivity with each ping? So let's draw the math for an example. If you have 100 emails a day times 220 workdays a year, you find that you lose 24.44 hours a year to email pings. You got it. If you receive more than 100 emails a day, it gets even worse. You've lost productivity hidden in the very simple things that you do. So consider turning off that email notification and do something more worthwhile with all of that time. Tip number 5, use your waiting time. Sitting at a doctor's office or waiting for a meeting to start or on hold for the next available representative, you don't have to look at waiting time as wasted time. Create a 5 to 10 minute file that you can pull out for just that occasion. Take all of those magazines and industry newsletters and rip out the articles you're actually interested in. Put them in the 5 to 10 minute file, and then you are waiting in getting your things done by reading what you want to read. You don't like reading? How about writing those thank you notes that you should have done a few weeks ago? Tip number 6. Know where your time is going and resist the temptation to multitask. In today's society, it's difficult to get away from all of the electronic gadgets that keep us on all of the time. Unplugging, even for a short while, is not readily accepted by our coworkers, clients, friends, and family. The false assumption is that more gadgets that we have, the more we can get done. The reality is that the more gadgets we have, the more we can get halfway done. Completing projects and tasks is harder than ever for most of my clients because interruptions cost you more than you think. You see, the University of California, Irvine researchers found that it takes workers 25 minutes to return to their original task, if they return at all, after they've been interrupted. In another study, Basics, a New York research firm specializing in information overload, found that office distractions and interruptions ate up 2.1 hours a day for the average worker. The time it takes for your brain to get back into this original train of thought is costing your company money in unproductive time. Your brain can really only process one type of thought at a time. Cultivating the skill of just focusing on one thing for 60 minutes in a time period is an important skill that we're losing with all of the multitasking that we do today. Tip number 7, make good use of your memory joggers and write it down. It never seems to fail. Our memory works great for us until the heat gets turned up. It's when we need it the most that we'll forget important things. Make it a habit to write things down. Take action notes that list the things that you're going to do so that you don't waste time trying to remember what you said you would do. Tomorrow I'll share a few more time-saving tips. If you put these into place, you can save over 30 minutes a day with each one. But just listening to me talk about it will not help unless you do something with the information. Pick at least one of these action steps today and put it into place in your life. Then come back occasionally and let me know how it goes. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.